Welcome. As we are together again this week and this day for a moment around God's Word and prayer, we're coming to a very well-known story in the Bible that is a marvelous lesson in the glory of God and how that in the end, when God uses us, they ought to end up more impressed with God than they are with us. That's always God's plan. That's why Paul would say, you know, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness, so that we in the flesh will not be able to boast, but he will get the glory. The story, of course, is Gideon. We've been looking at how God's called Gideon, how he's prepared him spiritually, how Gideon even tests God to make sure that he was supposed to do this. But finally, Gideon is marshaling an army to deliver the Israelites out of the hand of the Midianites. And verse 1 of Judges 7, where we see this story unfold. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Harod. And if possibly you've been to Israel, you may have visited this spring, as I have. There's a lot of historic and geological accuracy here. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the Mount of Moriah. And when you are in that area, you can see exactly how the opposing armies could align themselves and camp in strategic positions. And the Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me." In other words, you've got just enough men. You've got too many men for me to get the glory when the victory takes place. He had 32,000 men, Gideon, that he was leading. So now, verse 3, "Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So of 32,000 men, how many are pretty scared about the battle coming up? Well, 22,000 of them. I can just imagine Gideon, his heart is sinking. 22,000. I've only got 10,000 men left. We were already outnumbered. Now I've only got 10,000 left. But verse 4, "The Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many men." You still got too many of your own resources. "So take them down to the water, down to the brook of Harod, and I will thin them out for you there." And I can just imagine Gideon, he's just praying, because God says some of them are going to get down on their knees and put their face in the water and drink. Others are just going to cup the water in their hands and bring it up and lap it out of their hands. And I can just imagine Gideon going, "Oh, don't let them kneel down. Don't let them put their faces in the water." But it turns out that 9,700 of them kneel down and put their faces in the water, and only 300. I mean, he started with 32,000. Now he's only got 300 that actually bring the water up and lap it out of their hands. And God said, "Those are the ones that I'm going to use." 32,000 to 300. Why does God do this? Well, the answer is his glory, that we're not to be the impressive ones in the end. It's his glory. I don't know where God's been stripping you down, but at the same time, that stripping you down is not supposed to be an excuse not to let him use you. But his strength really is perfected in our weakness. And so with 300 men, Gideon divides them into three camps of 100 each. He gives them a trumpet and a pitcher with torches inside. And in the middle of the night, they, in those three groups of 100, they surround the Midianites. And verse 20 says, "The three companies blew the trumpets and smashed the jars." It's 300 guys against a massive army. "And grasping the torches with their left hands and holding in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow, they shouted, 'A sword for the Lord and for Gideon.'" It wasn't a sword for Gideon and for the Lord. No, God always takes first place here. It's his glory that's at stake. "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." And verse 21 says, "While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled, and a great victory was won." I want to tell you, your weaknesses, your insecurities are not an excuse for God not using you. But rather, God has his glory and not your impressiveness or my impressiveness at stake. Yes, we need to do what we do with whatever excellence we can bring. But in the end, God wants to bring victories that we can't account for in our own strength. And I want you to have that kind of faith, and I want you to have that kind of availability to God. So let's pray. I want to pray for you. Father, every person watching, listening right now, I just put them into your hands by faith. I pray that you will quiet their insecurities. I pray that their limitations will not become an excuse. Where you may maybe been stripping them down, Lord, I pray, God, that they will see your strategy for you doing something beyond their capacity through their lives. Thank you for this life story from Gideon. Thank you for Gideon's 300 that just remind us that it's not by might, it's not by power, not by human might or military power, but it's by your Spirit that we can overcome. So, Lord, I pray for every one of my friends listening right now. Touch them, encourage them. In Jesus' name, amen.